Abuse of vulnerable older citizens has U.S. Senator Herb Kohl sponsoring a bill that will provide money for background checks on senior caregivers. Kohl says a pilot program put in place 3 years ago in 7 states, including Wisconsin, has proved that the checks make a big difference.
We uncovered 5,000 people in just those 7 states who wanted employment but were denied because of our background check system, which uncovered criminal activity in their background. So if people have criminal backgrounds or emotional problems, clearly they should not be employed in long-term care settings.
Superior's Aging Resource Center Director Brad Beckman says they received 20 to 25 reports of elder abuse last year.
We've had monetary abuses where somebody in their home or something, a care worker, had either taken money from a person or had written checks on a person.
Long-term care ombudsman Rob Yershala says Kohl's bill is a step in the right direction, but more needs to be done.
If we don't start addressing staffing and having adequate staff to care for people who live in these facilities, I don't think that we're ever going to be able to address the issue of elder abuse completely.
Kohl hopes the bill will offer $150 million toward elder abuse prevention. He hopes it will pass in the next year. In Superior, Danielle Keating, Wisconsin Public Radio.